Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 360. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Happy Friday and a happy December. Welcome back to another special Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I play your questions right here on the show and answer them. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook. Now, if you're new to the show, you may wonder why I might be considered qualified to answer listeners' questions. I'm actually going to talk about that in my response to today's question. Now, before we get to that, just a quick disclaimer. Today's question is very specific. It's about a very specific career path. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to pertain to everyone else. So I promise parts of what I'm going to say today will pertain to you, no matter where you are in your education or your career path. And I hope you find it somewhat inspirational. So with that, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hello, Dr. Neil. Curious as to what the steps are to become a registered dietitian nutritionist, especially for individuals with prior college degrees. Also, what areas of work can you apply the RDN title, basically the industry segments, and what are the future outlooks for that industry segment? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Chris. Again, for those of you listening right now that have no interest in becoming a registered dietitian nutritionist, or RDN for short, I promise you will still get something out of this episode. That's because I will end up spending a significant amount of time talking about finding a career path that interests you. So stick with me here. Chris, obtaining an RDN after you already have received a bachelor's degree is very possible. In fact, this is something that I myself did. Now, as of right now, the RDN credential is considered a bachelor's level degree, but beginning in the year 2024, that will change. You will need a master's degree to become a registered dietitian nutritionist, beginning in 2024. So you're on the right track. Now, to become an RDN after you've obtained your bachelor's, you will need to find an accredited master's level program that offers something called a didactic program in dietetics, or DPD for short. The good news is there are many accredited master's level DPD programs all across the country. What'll happen is you'll complete all of your classroom coursework and then spend some time completing internships in first a clinical setting where you apply what you've learned, and this is usually in an inpatient facility like a hospital. Then you'll intern in a kitchen and then in a community-based setting. Now, this leads me to my next point, doing what you love. For me, I was actually a bit disappointed in the education I received when I completed my registered dietitian nutritionist education. Much of what you end up learning is very clinical. Like when somebody is bedridden in the hospital and can't chew or swallow on their own, you need to figure out what nutrients are going to provide in their nasogastric tube. What I wanted to do instead was prevent others from getting sick and ending up in the hospital in the first place. But as a dietitian, I wasn't able to take the time to educate these folks about their diets and guide them towards a healthier lifestyle. Plus, when I started working with those folks that actually weren't hospitalized but were walking around with chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes or heart disease or even autoimmune diseases, I quickly learned that they wanted to know what foods they should eat and if I had any recipes for them to take home. And they had all these questions about supplements that I couldn't answer. And again, that's because everything I learned was so clinical. So we really didn't talk about food. We spent most of our classroom time talking about nutrients. So this is why I pursued my doctorate. I wanted to know more about disease prevention and lifestyle. I wanted to be able to better serve these patients I was seeing. So if you like the clinical setting and want to assist those that are hospitalized, that's fantastic. Don't get me wrong. Please pursue that. We need more well-trained clinical dietitians. But if your goals are different, then consider a different path, which leads me to my next point, following your passions. There are many master's level nutrition programs that do not prepare students to become registered dietitian nutritionists. Rather, they emphasize other areas of nutrition, like holistic nutrition, where the emphases are preventing disease through nutrition and lifestyle, or nutrition-related research, or nutrition and exercise science, or nutrition and public health. Now, you may wonder, well, aren't registered dietitian nutritionists considered the nutrition experts? Won't employers be looking for someone with the RDN credential? Not necessarily. Again, dietitians know clinical nutrition very well, but that doesn't mean they necessarily know how to create an effective nutrition education program, for example, or know how to conduct nutrition research. And they may not know about exercise. And if you follow the path that most aligns with your passions, you in turn will be more effective. This then translates to others noticing how good and effective you are, which now opens more doors for you. So let me share my personal story. My doctorate degree is in public health. Now, admittedly, no one has any idea what that means or what that is. I knew that someday I wanted to teach at the college or university level. I wanted to help future professionals understand how important nutrition and lifestyle is for overall health and wellness. So, before I chose my educational path, meaning my doctorate degree, I asked every professor and professional in academia that I knew, and I asked them this question: should I get a PhD or a doctorate in public health? They all said the same thing. Oh, if you want to be a professor someday, go for the PhD. Everyone knows what that is, and it's well respected. So I looked at PhD programs, but I couldn't find one that suited my interests. Instead, I found a doctoral program in public health that seemed perfect for me. All the classes sounded interesting. So I took a leap of faith and pursued the public health degree instead. Soon, my faculty noticed how passionate I was about the material I was learning. I was excited about the classes. They took notice. Because of that, I was recruited to assist them with research. Then, because of that, they liked my work ethic because it didn't feel like work to me, so I didn't mind the work. And they helped me get jobs. And now, even though no one knows what a doctorate in public health really is, I have 4 jobs. I'm a department chair, I have 2 adjunct faculty positions, and, of course, was recruited by my brother to host this very show. So I'm not trying to brag. The bottom line is, yes, the future is very bright for registered dietitians and nutritionists. In fact, Money Magazine recently reported that it's one of the best careers for millennials, with an expected job growth of 21% over the next 7 years. But here's what I want you all to think about. Find the career or area of education or nutrition path that most interests you. Everything else will sort of fall into place. People are going to notice how passionate you are about what you're doing. It's not going to feel like work to you, so you won't mind, quote unquote, working longer hours, because you're going to be so happy doing it. If you're exploring degree programs, let's say, if you're looking to take that next step in your education, my advice to you is look at the list of courses. Read the course descriptions. That's that one paragraph summary of what the course is all about. Ask yourself as you read those, do they seem interesting? If so, then that's the program you should consider pursuing. When you're looking for a new career path, look at the job description. Do those tasks seem interesting to you? If not, maybe pursue something else. If yes, then apply.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit
to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you, as always, for listening every day and all the way through. Thank you for being a subscriber and sharing this show with someone. Have a great first weekend of December. I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.